In the same way that more words have been written about Guernica than any other artwork, more books have been written about Picasso than any other artist. It would be impossible to analyze everything that has been written about him, and so this is merely a selection, designed to provide an overview of Picasso's presence in literature. With this aim in mind, we have focused on books that were published during the artist's own lifetime, with the sole exception of the reproduction of a photograph of Picasso that appeared on the cover of a work titled Historia de la Humanidad, or A History of Humanity, which was published by Editorial Sudamericana and Planeta in 1977, and rather dramatically presented the artist as a representative of all of humanity. The earliest volume on display dates back to 1953, and is the first edition of a book that is the closest thing we have to Picasso's own memoirs, albeit in fragmented form, titled Retratos y Recuerdos, or Portraits and Memories. It was written by Jaime Sabartés and published in Madrid under somewhat unfavorable conditions. In 1957, another book on the artist was published by Antonia Ballentin, and in 1965, an informative biography of Picasso by Josep Palau y Fabre was published in Barcelona. The following year saw the arrival of the Spanish translation of the first biography of Picasso, an ambitious work which was originally published in 1958 by the British writer Roland Penrose. Also on display is a first edition of a monograph by the same writer, published in 1971, to mark the artist's 90th birthday.